Hi Pisces, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got your general overall messages for the month of July. Alright, oh fabulous, first out is the Three of Swords. Alright, so we have some kind of betrayal, some kind of heartbreak, deceit. Some kind of fuck shit, yeah. Alright, Pisces, what else do we got here? The Devil, yep. Well, that's a real shocker. Okay. Codependency. So you could be in a toxic situation, in a karmic entanglements. What else we have for Pisces? Six of Swords reversed, but you're still there. No one's walking away. Why is no one walking away from this toxic mother lover here? Six of Cups, something about memory shared, okay. What else for Pisces, please? For the month of July, Spirit. Again, that walking away. Five of Cups reversed. Hanged Man and Justice. Okay. So, Pisces, are you, this looks like you're not moving, like you're staying where you are. Is this part of the codependent mess that you're wrapped up in here? Or like are you staying in hopes of getting some kind of justice? Okay. Because if that is the case, you might just be perpetuating the codependency, okay? And that could make you just as toxic as whatever this devil energy here is. Okay. Some of you might be staying out of revenge, out of spite, okay? The person you're dealing with is, maybe they want to reunite after breaking your heart. Maybe you did this to them and you want to, okay? Someone wants a reconciliation. Maybe you both do, but no one's doing anything about it. You're just hanging around waiting. Waiting on what? Let's see. Let's get some clarifiers on these. I don't know, this devil energy might be, you know, keeping you attached to this kind of bad energy. It looks like you have the upper hand in this situation. Five of Swords. Okay, that could make your person, you know, uncomfortable for sure. Which, you know, again, is perpetuating this double toxic kind of manipulating energy. I'm not sure who's doing what to who. I mean, I think you both are kind of, there's a potential. Let's see. It could just be a misunderstanding. You know, maybe it's you just aren't communicating properly. I'm not sure. Let's see. Why is this devil here, Spirit? Right, well, if you're dealing with a King of Swords reverse, that's kind of a it's a very destructive energy, okay? It's reckless. Self-gratifying, you know what I mean? Very in the ego, very much so. Six of Swords. Why isn't anybody leaving this bitch? Why are we still here? Six of Swords reversed. Because maybe one or both of you keep coming in with an offer and then just to, you know, like leaving just as fast, like, but not following through on it. What are these happy memories? Six of Cups? Why is the Six of Cups here, Spirit? Knight of Cups reversed. Well, you could be seeing this person in a different light. The image or, you know, the mask or whatever, and they're not living up to any of that right now. Okay, they're looking more like the devil to you, or you to them. Five of Cups reversed. Yeah, I think you're seeing things exactly as they are now. You turned around, you looked at what you still have, and yeah, the Seven of Cups clarifying that. So it's like, I don't know, you see shit for what it really is, what it was, and what it isn't. Okay. Why is this hangman here? That's you, by the way. This is your energy. For Pisces, Page of Swords reversed. Not being honest with yourself, Pisces. I think you might have already seen things the way they actually are, but you just kind of kept telling yourself whatever you had to. Just to get through this. What about justice? Why is justice here for Pisces, please? What will be the final justice for Pisces in July? Well, I don't think July is going to be the month that anything changes much. Either way. You or both of you are still denying this partnership. Two of Cups reversed. So, for whatever reason, be it ego, past history, pain, heartbreak, betrayals, misunderstandings, miscommunications, all that stuff. I don't know. July doesn't look like any much movement. This is probably something you've been dealing with for a minute here, so. Go out and enjoy yourself and forget about it, because it's just, maybe now is not the time to deal with it. So, I'm going to grab a couple quick messages from my angel guides. A little additional info for you. I'm going to see what my guides, what messages they have for the starseed of Pisces for July, please. Shuffle. Healing. Okay, so maybe we've stepped back from the situation to do a little healing. Okay. Player. Okay, someone was playing games here. Maybe still is. All right. And you're looking back now, maybe, and seeing. And you might have, you know, being a Pisces, you probably already knew what this was about, but you probably waited for change. You're waiting for quite some time here. Let's see, and let's get one more for Pisces. Take the long way home. And I think that's what you've done, Pisces. If you've been in this for a while, to me, this card signifies coming home to yourself, okay? Coming home to your own coming back to your own roots, to your own authenticity, all right? Being true to yourself. And it might have taken a while, okay? And the path was long, and it had some detours along the way, okay? This could be another detour right here, all right? So for July, it's looking like, doesn't look like much is going on. Whatever is happening is probably happening in the 5D. It'll be happening spiritually. It'll be happening with between you and your higher self, okay? There may not be a resolution physically this month, but a change is going to come. Change is going to come. It's long overdue, and it's taken some time, but everything is in divine timing. So those are the messages I have for you, Pisces, for July. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.